Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka at the corner of 7th and Broadway. Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. In a recent article by Chris Cox and Bill Archer, I was suddenly awakened about the true national debt that we have. Mr. Cox was a former chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee and a member of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Mr. Archer is a former chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee and is a senior policy advisor for PricewaterhouseCoopers. The article starts out to say why the $16 trillion in debt and the fiscal cliff that we are about to go over only hints at the true debt of this great country of ours. These two gentlemen both served on President Clinton's bipartisan Commission on Entitlements and Tax Reform and made certain recommendations back in 1994. Nothing has happened, and it's 18 years later. The full extent of the problem has remained hidden from policymakers and the public because of less than transparent government financial statements. These gentlemen say that how else could responsible officials claim that Medicare and Social Security have the resources that they need to fulfill their commitment for years to come? Our government has failed to produce the kind of financial statements that are required for both profit and nonprofit enterprises. These gentlemen say that the deficit is not $16 trillion, but the full liabilities of the federal government, including Social Security, Medicare, and federal employees' future retirement benefits, already exceeds $86.8 trillion, or 550% of our gross domestic product. They say that for the year ending December 31, 2011, the annual accrued expenses of Medicare and Social Security was $7 trillion. The only way that you can discover this information is in the annual Medicare Trustees Report. In April, when it was released, the net present value of the unfunded liability of Medicare was $42.8 trillion. At the same time, the comparable unfunded liability for Social Security was $20.5 trillion. The article goes on to say that 100% of the payroll taxes that go for Medicare and Social Security were spent in the same year that they were collected. As you know, there is no lockbox or trust fund for Social Security, as Congress stole it many years ago, contrary to what Senator Durbin has said. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that our government should publish financial statements that present the government's largest financial liabilities in accordance with well-established accounting principles, and then when Congress convenes in January, address those issues before it's too late? I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.